Monday, August 22nd, 2010. This is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. And today we're going to go back to school. Now, before we do this, I want you to know that in today's show notes on the website, on YourSalesPlaybook.com, we're going to have an ebook with over 50 tips on how you can get smarter at sales, and also a little bit of work-life balance thrown in there for good measure. So today, we're going to just cover five of them on this podcast. So let's begin. The very first thing that you have to do to get back to school is to take on this mindset of a student and continual learner. A really cool story for you. A lot of you know that I'm a musician. I've been playing the guitar for years. And back in the day, and I still am admittedly, an Ozzy Osbourne fan. And he had this guitar player that was just an awesome guitar player, Randy Rhoads. And this guy influenced just tons of guitar players, myself being one of them. And one of the coolest things about this guy, as good as he was, whenever they would go to all these different cities on tours, he was famous for actually looking up local guitar teachers and just trying to have a lesson with them and learn something. Now, truth be told, I'm sure he was better than probably 99.9% of these teachers. But his theory was, if he could learn one thing, if he could just pick up some new information. So again, when I think about my development and I see a guy that, as my kids would say, was an absolute beast on the guitar, do this and take on the mentality of a student and a continual learner, well, then what's my excuse, right? So that's one of the first bits of advice that I have for you. Now, remember, as students, we can learn from everyone, not just rock stars and not just the sales rock stars. Another quick war story for you. Last summer, went on a cruise to the Caribbean, had just a great time with my family. I learned more about sales from the guy who is the server each night at dinner time than I have in sales books and from sales gurus. And this guy, it was just amazing. He wasn't a salesperson per se, but the guy did know a thing or two about service, and he really had some great applications, really, that I could use in sales. P.S., just education-wise, I think he didn't go even past the seventh grade. So if I was busy getting hung up on taking lessons only from intellectual geniuses and sales gurus and everything else, I would have missed out on a lesson. So remember, we can learn from everyone. Now, another way to keep the proper student mindset is to have your journal out, front and center, open, pen in hand, whenever you're reading, whenever you're in meetings with your teammates, podcasts like this. Here's why. When you do this, you send a message to the brain that basically says, hey, dude, the journal's out. Let's learn something. And it's true. I really believe that you have to set an expectation of yourself that you are going to learn. And when you open up your journal, it's learning time. And you'll find that over time, you're going to condition that. So that's something that has to be conditioned. This is something you need to work at. I mean, let's face it, if you're not really in that continual learner mindset, don't feel bad. Probably 99% of the sales profession and of adults are in that. They've done studies on this. Don't feel bad about it, especially if you're going to change something. But just understand you didn't get that way overnight, and you're certainly not going to become this lifelong learner overnight. It's something you've got to work at each and every time. Now, here's something that is so critical. Right now, if you're taking notes, hopefully in the journal, like I just mentioned to you, what I want you to do is circle this next one. Put stars, put little arrows that say, over here, dude, check this point out. This is critical. There's money in this tip for you. Have I built it up enough? You ready? You need to be willing to conduct a sales 101 gut check. Now, here's what a sales 101 gut check is. As sales professionals, man, this happens all the time. I still go through it, and I teach salespeople not to do this. I'm still guilty of having these thoughts. You come across all these tips and these ideas and strategies from wherever, and all of a sudden you find yourself saying, that's sales 101, that's basic, and you're ready to dismiss it. Here's where the gut check comes in, and this is critical. What you're going to do is ask yourself a question. No one will ever know that you're going through this internally. Ask yourself this question. Is it sales 101 and I'm doing this? Or is it sales 101 and I need to get off my ass and start doing it? There is money in that second question. Trust me, because again, we are just so quick to dismiss things as basic that we miss the basics. And while we're on the subject of basics, please, pretty please, stop looking for big answers. They do not exist. The big aha, it doesn't exist. You might stumble across them every once in a while, but here's the dangerous thing that happens to you. You pass so many little things that you could be doing consistently on a daily basis that will make you more money in the long run. If you just pay attention to that and stop focusing on trying to find the answer. And again, if you ever find the big answer, please hook me up. I'll write the book with you and we'll call it We Figured It the Hell Out, because it just does not exist. Go for the little ahas. Go for the little things. The attention to details that your competitor and you are missing. So please pay attention to that. Next, I want you to understand something about your ego. The ego prevents vulnerability. That's part of its job. It's just doing its job. Don't get mad at the ego, but it gets in the way of you learning. When you don't allow yourself to become vulnerable, then what happens is you don't have the guts to ask for help. That's kind of hard to do, right? When we're off conquering the world and we have the sales ego, it's not easy to ask somebody for help because we're vulnerable at that point. Or how about asking a question because you're afraid it's a stupid question? Or you might look like an amateur or a rookie. Who cares? Make a note to give a crap, man. Just focus on learning. Don't worry about that. And in order to learn, you have to be vulnerable. And also, too, when you meet people, ask them how they became a rock star, if they're a rock star. This is really important. But again, you have to have the guts and the strength to ask for help. And that brings us to the next part about asking questions. Really, actually, let's scratch the whole concept of asking questions. You need to ask killer questions, kick-ass questions, questions that nobody else is willing to ask, because here's the deal. The quality of your questions enhances the quality of your communication. The quality of your communication will enhance the quality of the information that you get, which then can enhance the quality of the lesson. It all begins with a better question. So when you meet people, one of the things I would do, and I'm not talking necessarily about when you go on appointments, I'm talking maybe you're networking, maybe on LinkedIn, you meet people, you run into somebody, introduces you to a friend, why don't you ask them what they're reading? Ask them for advice, ask them for a cool resource, ask them again, how did they become successful? I truly believe, and I'm sorry, warm and fuzzy moment coming at you in 3, 2, 1, here it goes. Every human being on this planet has a story, and they want to be heard. First of all, that is brilliant conversation right there. Brilliant conversation skills to focus on the other person's story instead of yours. But from a learning perspective, you're not going to learn by telling your story and regurgitating your story over and over again. You are going to learn by finding out their story. These are other people that have made mistakes. Why not open up your learning environment to everyone? Don't be limited by that. Now, there's some other questions that you need to ask, by the way. There are questions, and I think these are the toughest ones to ask, of yourself. You've got to ask better questions of yourself. And I'll give you a hint. Why me is not a good question to ask yourself when things are going wrong. What you should do instead, and it's easier said than done, and believe me, I have been there and I have done that. I struggled through some incredible challenges in my life, and I have asked the why me question, or thinking, or maybe thought that life was unfair, and I never got a good answer to that. Maybe more validation of why life sucked in that moment. So what I would really recommend that you do instead is maybe ask of yourself good brainstorming questions, like, in what ways can I? And then fill in the blank. So maybe I'm trying to get in the door of the ABC company and I keep getting turned away. They're rejecting my calls and my emails are going unanswered. So maybe my brainstorming question is, in what ways can I creatively get in the door at the ABC company? See, that's a better question than why me? And I really believe that whatever you ask of your mind, you get an answer, whether you like the answer or not. You're going to get an answer. Now, there's another question that you could ask, and it's after your appointments. One habit that I got into years ago, it served me really, really well, is take a few minutes after your appointments. I know the adrenaline's going, and maybe you're racing to your next appointment. You miss out on lessons that way. So what I would recommend that you do is that take a minute or two in the car. and ask yourself what I call the million-dollar questions. And the million-dollar questions, the reason why I call it that, I believe it's going to be worth millions of dollars to you when you get these lessons and you own them. So what I do is I take a few minutes in the car. I simply ask myself, what did I do right? What went well? What do I need to do more of in the future? And then here's the toughest one, because I got to tell my ego to shut up and sit it out and go wait outside while I kind of have this internal dialogue. I ask myself what I could have done better. I think that's a huge, huge thing for you to do. And while we're at it, I have a question for you. And don't you dare answer the question out loud, because you're going to look like an idiot in your cubicle listening to this, talking to yourself or talking to yourself in the car. It's a rhetorical question, but you need to answer it and you need to deal with it. The question is this: when was the last time you asked one of your clients why they do business with you? And then as part of that, when was the last time you asked your clients what you could be doing more of, or what could you be doing better? What would they like to see more of? What are some things, again, that you can improve upon? I don't care how solid or how good a relationship is, it can always get better. So I think that's an important thing. And here's a huge one that the sales reps that I work with miss, and I'm sure you do too. I've missed this one. When was the last time you ever turned to someone that said, hey, you know what, thanks anyway, but we're going with your competitor, or we're going with that other company? When was the last time you very respectfully asked them why? What could you have done differently? Why did they choose your competitor? You see, there's lessons in that, but I really believe, again, the ego kind of kicks in right about then and says, oh yeah, that's their problem, or they'll be back. Why not get a lesson? And the best part of it is, if you're like the rest of the world, you've invested at some point money, your time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears in your education. This is a free education for you. It is there for the taking. So I would definitely look into that. Now, the next part, this is a huge part, another thing that you just have to circle and put little arrows saying, check it out, dude. A huge part of asking questions is to exercise proper listening skills. Can be kind of hard for salespeople. We're programmed to pitch. We're programmed to present. And also, too, you know the deal, and I know I'm guilty of this. You know, when somebody tells you a war story in sales, you are obligated by the code of sales excellence, if you will, to return fire and one-up them with a story of your own. I am probably the guiltiest person on the planet of that one, and I'm working on that. That's one of my back-to-school items on my little shopping list, man. I got to fix that, because, see, when I do that and I have all these little stories to tell, I'm missing out on your story, and I'm missing out on an opportunity to learn something for free. So please be very, very careful of that. And remember, your growth is contingent on this. And when you listen, and when you ask questions, and you really listen to the answer, you need to be prepared that sometimes, and sometimes it sometimes can turn into quite often, answers might piss you off. And that's the truth. Answers might piss you off. It might be something you just don't want to hear. And it's kind of, again, the ego's getting in the way about what's their problem. I don't like the way they said that to me. Get it. Get past that. Seek the lesson. And here's a little bit of advice for you. If you want to write it down, I really recommend that you do it. Seek the truth, not validation. Again, your growth is contingent on truth, not just the warm fuzzies. We don't just need continual validation. We need to know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Let's just get the lesson. Next, commit to at least 30 minutes a day for reading. And also, you want to subscribe to the mentality and a commitment of a book a month. It's one lousy book a month. And let's get back to that 30 minutes a day thing. Whenever I coach sales reps, whenever I do a piece on this, the excuses come at me. Paul, help me find the time for this. Well, first of all, you find the time for it. It's your life. And I'm telling you that if you are committed, you will find a way. Whether you get up 30 minutes earlier or you stay up 30 minutes later, but you need to find the time. And here's where I give the tough love. Every other aspect of your life, you allow other people to take your time. You allow clients to take up your time. You allow your boss to take up your time. You allow your coworkers to take up your time. Your family, everything else. Now, yes, these are important things. But how about a little bit of damn time for yourself? Be willing to do that. This is an investment. You invest in strange companies. You invest in mutual funds. You need to start investing in yourself. That is a surefire bet. Invest in yourself. A very cool thing that I heard Robin Sharma talk about, and if I'm kind of butchering this quote, forgive me, I'm really paraphrasing big time here, but I was listening to a free download, by the way, that was on audible.com by Robin Sharma, and he was talking about leadership, and he was talking about how when he was growing up, his dad used to say that you read books and you never know which book that you're reading, the next idea, that there's a great idea waiting for you, but you just never know which book it's in. And that's what I'm thinking about. And when I really reflect back on my development, like today, for example, this is Sunday. I always like to record these on Sunday. One of the things I love to do Sunday morning is carve out some learning time for me. And I was listening to some audio tapes, and I was reading some things, and I had my journal handy. And I'm telling you, I think it was at least 4 or 5 ideas that I got from these things, from that learning and development, and at least 3 ideas for blog posts. And if I were to translate into that into money, I can't possibly put a price tag on that. It is an incredible return on investment. So you have to be doing that too. Some things that I highly recommend that you read, by the way. Success Magazine, to me, is required reading. You need to go out and get Success Magazine. Another thing that Robin Sharma said, sorry if I'm quoting Robin Sharma left and right, but man, I am really into a lot of the stuff he says. I think it is just awesome material. He was saying that when you read a book, you in essence, or you read an article, or whatever, you're spending time with an expert. So he said, and I'm sorry, I know I mentioned this on one of my other blog posts. He said, how cool would it be if tonight you spent a little time with John Maxwell, and maybe tomorrow you spent time with a leader like the late, great John F. Kennedy, and so on. And that's what you're doing. And in Success Magazine, they have, again, John Maxwell's on there, and sometimes they'll have money experts, Napoleon Hill, people from the past, people from now, and there are great stories. Heads of corporations, people that lost everything they had and had to make a comeback, people that came from horrible backgrounds and beat those types of odds. I find it very inspiring, but even more importantly, I'm very big on things that aren't just fluff. Fluff to me is like a Red Bull adrenaline shot, whereas you feel really good, you're ready to go outside and rip a bumper off a car, but because there was no substance, you get that debilitating crash, and you're like, geez, oh man, what the hell did I learn, right? That was a waste of time. You want things that have both the fluff, but the substance in there, and I find in Success Magazine, you have it. As a sales professional, shame on you if you're not reading Selling Power Magazine. There is just awesome, awesome material in there. Again, why not have an opportunity to go and visit with a sales guru? You can learn from everybody, and they have such incredible material in there. Again, I highly recommend that you read that. And also, going back to this notion that where do we have the time? How can we find the time? Use your drive time, your flying time. Like, I'm in the air a lot now. I'm really not doing a lot of windshield time anymore. And that was becoming my excuse. Well, I can't read and drive, right? That's kind of suicidal. But I can certainly switch over to audiobooks now and podcasts and CDs and get them onto my iPod. And instead of listening to all music or taking a nap or doing something unproductive, what I do now is I kind of look at it as like a university in the air. And you could do the same thing with your car, man. Make it automobile university. You gotta take that time for your development because time is relentless. And I've been doing this now for 15 years at least that I can remember where I just took that drive time and I was using it to better myself. Because again, as a parent and as just a member of this human race, man, I am overwhelmed with how busy I can become. But it's weird because I know that time can work on both ends of the equation. Sometimes if I'm doing what I need to do, I'm saying, man, I've been doing that for 15 years. And then other times I look at things and I say, man, that's 15 years I could have been doing that. So please just remember that time just ticks away. You need to use it to your advantage. 2 more items and then we're done. You need to go back to school in ways that help you conquer the world in your personal relationships. You do not want to be focused on business all the time because I truly believe that it is the total person that makes success. It is not just who I am in the business world or who I am as a sales professional. It's who I am as a dad and who I am as a husband and a son and as a friend and my spiritual relationships. Those are very, very important to me. They're very, very important to you too. So I would invite you to invest time in those things And if you see somebody who's maybe getting a better result in a relationship, or someone maybe that is embracing their spirituality at a level that you would like to, why don't you model them? Why don't you ask them questions, make yourself vulnerable, read up on it? There is no shortage of information out there. I'm sure you'll agree with me. And it's not just business information. It's not just sales information or leadership or how to be successful in general. There's plenty of stuff out there on relationships and on families and overcoming things in your life that might be challenging to you. So I invite you to conquer the world at home too. Remember, I don't care how successful you are in your life. One day you're going to cross a finish line. You could have $1 billion in each hand, but if your relationships have just soured in the meantime, I don't know that you were successful. So please remember that. And finally, I think you need to go back to school with the things that you love to do. And I think one of the quickest ways for us to get bitter and resentful as a human being is when we feel that things have gotten in the way of the things that we enjoy most in life. And many times we will blame our employer, we'll blame our spouse, we'll blame other people because we've gotten away from something we enjoy. So let me give you an example. Let's just say you like to cook. That has nothing to do with sales success, right? I think it has everything to do with sales success, because if I am embracing something that I love to do, and let's just say again, it's cooking, if I am keeping that balance in there and I'm doing that, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be one of the happiest sales people you ever met, because I believe that personal life carries into business, and I believe business carries into personal life. So we need to be committed to that. So again, if you like to cook, why don't you download a recipe, cook the recipe, give it a shot, invite some friends over, give it a shot with them. How about for all you golfing fans out there? When was the last time you had a lesson? When was the last time you downloaded a tip? And I think this is just so important to your happiness. And again, if I am in a great state of mind, I promise you, other things in my life will kick ass too. I'll give you a quick personal example. I've mentioned this a lot lately. Forgive me, but I'm just really excited about it because I put it off for 21 years. I stopped studying guitar with just an absolute guitar guru. This guy was awesome, still is, and I lost touch with him. Life got in the way, starting my family, rebuilding my life after I lost my business and stuff years ago. I had every excuse in the book. So at the beginning of this year, I put down on my goals, right there with my business goals, I needed to find this guy. I did. I found him on Facebook. Another reason why I love social networking, man. Found him on Facebook. It turns out he is one town away from me, 5 minutes away. Got back with him. I will be on my third or my fourth lesson, I believe it is, this week. And I'm going to tell you, I feel like $1 million. I can't say that I've gotten a whole hell of a lot better in the last three or four lessons. Feel like I have, but my confidence level is there. And here's something really cool that going back to school, so to speak, has helped me with. I was sitting outside the other night on the patio, just kind of having some thinking time, which is an important part of your development, by the way. Take time to think. Sitting outside, writing in the journal. And I just found myself in a moment where I was just completely enjoying life. And I usually enjoy life. I think I was enjoying it a little bit more. And it has nothing to do with the beer I was having, by the way, but I think it might have helped. But anyway, so I'm sitting out there and I'm thinking, you know, this is just so cool that I got back to these lessons. And then I started thinking about actually going back to school. Because back in 2006, I started to go back to college. And then for a variety of excuses, not reasons, excuses, folks, I stopped. And I love learning. I love teaching people, and I love to learn. And I was thinking, man, if I feel this good over guitar lessons, what would happen if in January 2011, I enrolled and got back to school at the university, man? So I'm thinking about that right now. But these things bring about new actions, and they bring about new ideas and new people that you meet, that you never know where an idea or that future business partner is going to come from. You need to open yourself up for that. So I want to leave you with a few things. I want you to remember that knowledge in and of itself is absolutely useless if there is an action and application tied to it. I know tons of smart people out there that still have their music in their head. And just kind of on a depressing note, sorry to leave you on this, but it's kind of part of the deal. I often wonder how many masterpieces kind of went to the grave. And your job and your mission is never to let that happen. So what I want to offer as advice is take some of these things that you learned here, apply them immediately. I always say 24 to 48 hours before life gets in the way. But whenever you learn, Make sure that you tie some kind of action and application to it. It's critical. With that, I am Paul Castain with YourSalesPlaybook.com, reminding you to download today's ebook, and I'm encouraging you to get back to school. Have an awesome week.